Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Living in Dallas, it's summer season.
Yeah, we see everybody having the hot girl summer.
You know, it's okay. It just makes our struggle that much more rewarding, and that's how you know we're just like loyal. You know, it's your own journey here. So whatever way you feel about it, whatever way that the hijab, the idea of the hijab and the topic can, you know, make you beautiful and like the way that you connect with it, whether that's a break, whether that's taking time, whether that's talking with a friend or talking about it honestly and open, because I'm talking about it honestly and open, you know, especially like from the context of like living in America and in Dallas. And I mentioned that because it's very hot here, very humid. So we kind of got like three, you know, hardships stacked on each other, and like hot girl summer and like Gen Z and like being our age, and there's like so many things to stack. It's just not one, you know, when they disconnect and everything. So it's a lot to unpack. The hijab is not something that you can be perfectly good at. Like after an eight-hour work day, of course there's going to be some of my hair sticking out. And I just remembered that literally the same story that I had. I was like working somewhere and one of the ladies, she just like saw my hair a little like from the like sticking out from the top. And you know, she was kind of like whispering to me to the side like, hey, you know, like you're like kind of like pointing at the hair like hello. I'm like, what is she talking about? Is there something on my forehead? I was like, oh, there. I was like that's fine, you know, it happens. I obviously didn't do it on purpose. I'm gonna tuck it in back. And she was like, oh yeah, I just, you know, I just wanted to make sure, because like I worked with, and I mean, you know, she was sweet, but it's just kind of like thinking of people always have something to say about it or have their opinion about it or criticize about it. And it's not, I don't think it's like, it's very tricky. It's a very tricky topic because I don't want to say it's good or bad or both. Like, I don't know what it is, because it's like, you know, we kind of developed that connection and I want people to know about the hijab. Like having that conversation with the lady, she was like, oh yeah, you know, I just wanted to let you know because I previously worked with like a hijabi coworker, and like one time I saw her hair sticking out and I told her and she like freaked out and like flipped. I was like, okay, well, you know, every hijabi story is different. It's so different. I mean, I guess it's from her, you know, she was like watching out and whatever. So I don't know. It's just too tricky. I think also, like, you know, in America, because, like, every country in context is, like, different, because it's, like, become so diverse and like people, you know, yes, there are people out there that are actually interested in our culture and our religion and the things we do and why we wear it. So it's awesome to know that people are out there. And I always get those questions too, you know, everywhere I go, the workplace, the school, and I think it's great. It's interesting to look at because it's like, has this wave of like people being interested in it and like genuinely want to be like educated about it kind of started, you know, recently in like the Gen Z era, because like we're more open about it? Because I know there was a time in some generation, I don't know if it's like the boomer generation of like our parents, it was very tricky and stigmatized to wear the hijab in that time, of the time of like our parents in America when they first like immigrated here. And it was kind of like on and off for them. No one really knew like the idea, like moving here in a very foreign state to them, like how that's gonna go. It wasn't ever, you know, talked about. If anything, it was probably like hidden. You know, people didn't want to show that they were wearing the hijab because it wasn't like common, you know. But now, thank God, like, you know, for us in our generation, it's like become more of a topic of conversation, a cup of coffee, something that people are actually, and let me say this, probably not boomers, it's still not the boomers, and it's still not the radio generations. It's more the millennials and the Gen Z people that are open and willing. And you know what? It's fine, because those are the people that are going to be growing up in this society. Definitely something like a topic of conversation that is more prevalent now, of how can a modern day Muslim woman in America, that was like a handful, kind of like build her identity and define her identity today, and thinking of it of like no one really even explained to her the hijab and like going out, finding her own identity, connecting, doing the research. And that's essentially what I'm doing now. I started a whole podcast because nobody explained the hijab to me, you know, and connecting to other people. So I agree. I see it. I feel it. It's a topic of conversation. I'm for it. I love it. It's the affirmations. It's the hijabi affirmations that really it's bring you back. And I'm telling you, it's summer season out here. You know, it's when the feelings start arise, the second feelings and things like that. But wow, it's absolutely, you know, reminding yourself of what you said about the things that you love. It's a hot summer day. You're having second thoughts about it. It's normal. It's fine. You reaffirm yourself that you love your hijab because you feel safe in it. And you'll never have a bad hair day, you know? So there's pros, there's cons. It's all going back to the root, the connection, and working through that. The hijab is a roller coaster. It you know, your journey goes up, it goes down, it can go upside down, it can flip. But the thing is, it keeps going. The roller coaster keeps going. It can stop, but it continues. And I think that's really how it explains the hijab story for most women out there. Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.